time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back once again. I just noticed on my smartphone I had a note from Jim Van Meter. And Mr. Van Meter, I've known for so many years. He was the preacher at Salem United Methodist Church. And since then, he's been called here and there all over the place to preach. Jim Van Meter, Reverend Van Meter. Okay, now, while I was talking to Scott, telling him about a young girl that I knew that was a singer, that Little Susie Rose. Now, what I want to know, I'm sure somebody out there remembers Susie Rose. Where is Little Susie Rose today? Now, she would be probably in her 50s or 60s by now, I would think. But Little Susie appeared with me and Larry Barnett at Marion Correctional Institution many years ago. We did a Christmas program out there. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, would that Corvette be Detroit, Michigan?
No, it wasn't Detroit. No,
it was Detroit. Okay.
Quite a ways away.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I remember when the first Corvette was delivered in Marion, Ohio.
I remember it, too.
Merle Wise bought it.
No kidding. A guy
had
I worked
with. The Wise's grocery out on East
yeah,
Center Street.
Yeah, right. No? There was a guy I worked with, an engineer at the radio station, bought a 1953 Corvette. Ron Powell was his name.
Yeah, I remember Ron. I graduated high school with him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Yeah. The 53 Corvette. Merle Wise had one. Ron Powell had one. I can remember. Ron also had, I don't know, it must have been before the Corvette, had an Isetta. Now, Bill Huntsman converted, or restored, I might say, an old Isetta. It's a one-man car made in Germany. Oh, boy. But where is Susie Rose today? And I bet Susie married and probably has children. How many of you knew of Susie Rose? Like I said, Susie and Larry Barnett and myself, we did a Christmas show at Marion Correctional Institution many years ago. But Susie, I think, came out with an LP. In fact, I might have. I have to check on that to see if I've got a long play album by Susie Rose. But she was destined to become famous. Did she ever make it? Now, some of you out there, I'm sure, know the young girl I'm talking about. She was young at one time. Of course, that was many years ago. That was back in the 60s, early 70s. Little Susie Rose. Where is she today? All right, now let's get back to the Corvette. Where, like I said, if you had to pick up the Corvette at the factory years ago, where was the factory? And today, at that factory, they have a museum of Corvettes. And it's not in Ohio. It's not in Michigan, even. Where would you have gone to get a Corvette direct from the factory? Of course, you could. You'd have to go through a dealer. But Can you imagine driving down to where they were made and coming back with a brand new Corvette? Woo, boy, would that have been fun. Yeah, there's some Corvettes around here. Oh, here we go. Okay, good morning. We're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Yeah. Nobody there. Let's see. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah.
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yes, Bowling Green. All right. Hey, let me put your name in for a drawing.
Okay.
Okay, what is your name?
Carl Mounts, M-O-U-N-T-S.
Okay. All right, M-O-U-N-T-S. Okay. Very good, Carl. You're registered.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. You say that some years ago and say you're registered, that meant you were registered for the draft. Remember those days? If you're old enough. Speaking of age, today in the Marion Star is the obituary of a good friend of mine, Bob Schrotz. Now, Bob Schrotz had a career of aviation. He enlisted for a long time ago in the Air Force. It was U.S. Army Air Force. He flew how many missions? Was it 30 missions in B-17s over Europe? He was in the first B-17 to go to D-Day. Boy, what a life he had. So interesting. But Bob died, and he was way up there in years, like all World War II guys. We're about to lose, I think, all of our World War II guys. Let's hope they stay on longer, but Bob Schrotz passed on. And I remember flying with Bob. I went up with him once. He wanted to designate a little area there where... Oh, just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling about that. Where you go pick that Corvette up at?
Yes.
It'd be Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yes, it was Bowling Green, Kentucky. What's your name?
Edwin Wallace.
Ed, what's your last name?
Wallace.
Wallace, okay, Ed. I got you registered here. Okay, see ya. Okay, Ed Wallace. Oh, and you might, if you just tuned in and weren't listening earlier, I need to tell you what I'm registering people for. Two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're going to give away those tickets coming up on May the 10th at 2:15 in the afternoon. May 10th at 2:15. In the meantime, boy, and I got a little barrel here with all these cards in it, and we'll pick one out on May the 10th. Two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That'd be worth quite a bit of money. So, that's something different. And after we give those tickets away, we will have tickets to here, there, and everywhere after. Okay. And let me see. Okay. Oh, yeah, three. Yeah. Right. Three people so far have answered.
The question.
Yeah, the Corvette.
The same question.
Yeah, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah, three
people. Hey, that's great. Okay. Yeah. That's not everybody knows Bowling Green, Kentucky is the home of the Corvette. Also, the Bowling Green, Kentucky has the Corvette Museum. Remember they had the museum floor collapse here a couple of years ago, and all these Corvettes were lying in the bottom of this big dip in the museum. Remember that? Yeah, okay. So three of you got registered. To that's great. Okay. Well, let me see now. Oh, another question. This will be a little harder. Now, there is a city on the Ohio River, and it was just featured on television last week and on public television. This city was quite interesting. There was a priest that headed the Catholic parish in this town, and he wanted to start a seminary for priests. But he wanted to be a kind of a, you know, out of the ordinary. So he went to the Pope and established the Pontifical College Josephinum. up at Worthington. That's how that got its name, from this priest in this town I'm trying to find the answer to. And he got that. It's, I think, the only seminary in the United States that is operated by the Pope. Okay, now let me see, what else? Oh, yeah, that was part of the priest at this town I'm looking for. Also in this town, a man who obviously was very talented started making organs for churches, and he made at least 3 organs a week, and I don't know how he could do it. You know, all those pipes he had to make, and a lot of those organs are still being used, even though they were made over 100 years ago. But they all came out of this one town along the Ohio River, and that town faces, the business district faces the river. It's the only town that way on the Ohio River. Most of the cities are kind of like whopper-jawed in comparison to the river. But not this town. It faces the river, the downtown district. If you went straight out from there, you'd end up in the water. Now, what... I'm trying to think. There's probably somebody listening that originated in that city. And, like I said, it was on public television here just last week, the story of it, showing the man who invented the organ or built the organs, the priest who did the college Josephinum. Really quite interesting. Can you name that town? Or do I have to give you a hint? Well, I can give you a clue. The town starts with the letter P. That ought to do it. Okay. Name that town on the Ohio River. We're coming up on 11:29 Eastern Standard Time. And it's spring. It's getting warmer and warmer outside. Let me see if I can bring up... let's see. Oh, I see somebody... Hey, that's pretty good. I was looking for the comedian that went to Kenyon College. It was Jonathan Winters. Yeah, in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I've had people answering me on my smartphone. Jonathan Winters, a graduate of Kenyon College, along with Paul Newman, and Bowling Green, Kentucky, of course, and 3 people already have answered that, the home of the Corvette. Yeah. How about that? And this same person wanted to know if I would be interested in a europium mine. Europium mine was an answer on that nightly show. Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, I just got another notice, too, on my smartphone here. The lady that owns Byrie's restaurant said, if you see Padre Thomas Buffer, wish him a happy birthday today. And in French, it's Padre Muy Feliz Cumpleaños de Tus Amigos. Okay. Reverend Thomas Buffer, his birthday is today. All right. And his picture is on the internet at the steps of St. Mary's Church. All right. Now, moving right along, where today will you find little Susie Rose? And, of course, that was many, many years ago. Oh, and here's a thing I used to do. Today, Ohio destinations will show up at the State House in Columbus. I used to exhibit there every year. And apparently that is today. May 1st is Tourism Day. And I'm looking at my smartphone, and I'm seeing pictures taken in front of the Capitol. And one of the people there is interesting, cranking a hurdy-gurdy, or a little organ, crank-up organ, is a guy that I know. both of us performed at the Caldwell Socom Festival. I can't remember his name, but he has a portable organ grinder on wheels. And that was him here apparently at the State House. And today is Ohio Tourism Day. I can remember being there one year when a man showed up portraying Elvis Presley, and you would have thought that it was Elvis Presley. This guy was so good, and I haven't heard of him since. I do hear Elvis portrayed by somebody else, but this man, he was out of this. I don't, maybe he couldn't sing. I don't know, but he looked just like Elvis all the way. Okay, so Father Buffer's celebrating his birthday today. And what else is happening here? Oh, questions, yes. Name the city on the Ohio River whose downtown is parallel to the river. Instead of maybe one end of it sticking toward the river, if you were going down in a boat past this town, you would see the whole town right in front of you. And its name starts with the letter P. That's not Paducah, Kentucky, that's for sure. Okay, what else do I have here? Name that town. Starts with the letter P. I'm surprised I haven't got that yet. Or can you tell me where Susie Rose is? Oh, I'd love to know. That's a bygone era in the Marion area. Remember, Susie Rose got around and it would sing at different functions. And she was so good, she reminded me very much of the girl that did Rock Around the Christmas Tree, Susie Rose. And if you know anything about Susie, where she got to, please let me know one way or the other. Okay. Now, let me see what time. It's 11:35 right now. I might have to dip into a question that I've got reserved for Friday. All right? Here we go. Wait. I just... Wait a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, totally. Are you looking for Pomeroy?
Yes, Pomeroy. Yes, okay. Okay, now let me put your name down here, Bob Austin.
All right.
Okay, Bob, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. Okay, bye. Okay, yes, Bob Austin. Okay, and the town is Pomeroy. Now the natives say Pomeroy, but yeah. That's quite some town. I never bicycled there, but it came close to it. Okay, Pomeroy. Now my next question, and don't forget to watch out for hummingbirds this week, toward the end of the week. But will they be on time? Now it's warming up. They may be in Ohio now. But if they are they going to find enough bugs to eat? Yes, they not only drink sugar water, but they've got to have insects to eat. That's what keeps them going. All right, and now, gasoline. That's my next subject here, my next question. There once was a series of gasoline stations with the letters ESSO. S-O. What did ESSO gasoline stand for? The letters SO gasoline. What did that mean? 740-333-9944. Now I'll register you for those two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you can give me the answer. And go ahead.
I'm not giving you an answer. I'm giving you some information on the hummingbirds. We live over by Grant Middle School, and we had one hummingbird at our feeder last night.
Oh, you did?
Yes, so they have arrived,
okay.
Or some have.
Yes. Well, that's what I was waiting to hear.
And I wanted to tell you about the loons, too, that you were talking about with James Anderson.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's a Knox Lake.
Right, over in, yeah, I know where it is.
Has a pair of loons.
Oh.
That show up usually in the middle of March or somewhere in March and stay for a little while, and then they move on to wherever they're going.
Oh,
and they did come this year, but now they have moved on.
Oh, they probably went up to Ontario, Canada, and beyond.
Yeah, wherever they go, but it's always nice to see them arrive.
Yeah, they kind of give you the shivers when you hear them.
They don't talk too much because there's nothing really there for them to complain about.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, got that? The hummers are coming. Okay, so get out your hummingbird feeder. We did. My wife, Jeannie, put out our feeder here a couple of days ago. So I'll have to keep track. The hummers might be back today, and I'll let you know tomorrow. Okay, let me see here if I have any other messages. Okay. I'm looking here. How many one-pound donuts can be put in a 10-pound jar? What? And somebody sending me questions. WASP is the trading name for Econ Mobile. But I want to know, ESSO, E-S-S-O, what did that stand for? I could also ask you about Exxon, but I won't. I want to know ESSO. What does ESSO stand for? All right. You didn't have many ESSO stations around here. They were mostly more toward the Atlantic area. ESSO. Now, what do we have around here? SOHIO. Now, what did SOHIO stand for? You know, that's quite obvious. Standard Oil of Ohio. Standard Oil of Ohio. SOHIO. But now we have no SOHIO stations. Remember years ago, when I was an engineer, I had to arrange to pick up the SOHIO Reporter at 7:45 every morning. And it came via the networks, and I had to patch him into our control board. And then several times, the SOHIO Reporter came to Marion to do his news, and I had to patch him to stations all over the area. And that was when I sweat blood, because I had to get all these cords plugged in the right sockets in order to broadcast the SOHIO Reporter all over Ohio. Never will forget that either. There were times in your career or anyone's career when you kind of sweat greatly, and that was one for me. One other time, I could have sweat, but I did. I was on top of the courthouse grabbing a lady justice to get her down and pin her down and put the last bolt, the last nut in her base. And that could have been a sweating thing, but it was November the 15th, and it was cooler. Okay, so now, what do I have? ESSO gas, what did that stand for? And I'd like to know, or find out, if anyone knows where Susie Rose, alive or dead, is today. Susie Rose, she probably married. Her name would be Susie whatever. Now, does anyone know for sure? At one time, you could ask anyone in Marion, and they would have heard of Susie Rose. Okay, now what I'm doing, I'm registering you that have correct answers to, I put you in a bucket here, and on the, just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, is that Eastern States Standard Oil?
Yeah, Eastern States Standard Oil. You're correct. Yes. Hey, you're right on them. Okay, what is your name?
Brenda Griffith.
Oh, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. I'll get you registered here, Griffith. All right. Very good. All right, Ian, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Brenda, bye. Yeah, Brenda Griffith, she said Eastern States Standard Oil. Okay, I'll cross that one off. Eastern States Standard Oil. Okay, can you tell me, let me see. Boy, I'm glad to hear the hummingbirds are back. Wow. Yeah, and, you know, I way back in the 70s, Jeannie and my daughter Kathy, we all camped out in northern Ontario along this big lake. And all night long, we could hear that, those loons. Boy, what a creepy sound, but kind of gets to you. Yeah. Okay, let me see. So, apparently every year, a pair of loons come to Knox Lake. That's over in Knox County. That's just north of Mount Vernon. Okay. Now, what do I have for another question here? Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, there once was a soap that in the name of that soap was a part of a human body and also something that grows in Italy and Greece. Figure, now that will get you scratching your head. The name of the soap has to do with a part of the human body and something that is grown in Greece and Italy and maybe even Spain. Now, what would that be? What's the name of that soap? And the soap was green in color. Is it still there? I don't know. I think the wrapper was green also. The name of that soap, named after a part of the human body and something you would find in trees in Italy, Greece, and Spain. And in California now, too, I think. 7403-39944. Okay, now if you give me the correct answer on anything, I'm throwing you in the bucket here, registering for 2 free tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And we're going to draw for that on the 10th of May at 2 p.m., 2:15, on the May 10th. We'll draw. That will be drawn. So, okay. Now let me see what else is coming up here. Okay. Older. Yeah. It's interesting the different answers I get on here, my smartphone. Okay. We're going to break here shortly, and we'll be back here in a few minutes to complete our morning thrust here. Susie Rose. Where would she be today? Susie Rose.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, that's interesting, that public service announcement. 90/100, what did it say? yeah, Stroke City, USA. But now, the heart doctors are prescribing this blood thinner, and which I take now to prevent a stroke. And the only thing is that when you get nicked or cut yourself, you know, maybe a dog scratches you. Man, oh, man. You have to get a bandage right away. But it, apparently it works. I haven't had a stroke since I, since I started taking those pills. Now, what's the name of them? Oh, I can't remember it. IS is, it ends in. Okay. Now, what is the soap? The soap that is was green in color. It was wrapped in a green wrapper. And the name of that soap contains two words. The first word was the name of a part of a human body. The other name was a more or less a fruit, like, grown in Italy, Spain, Greece, and California. 740, what's the name of that soap? I gotcha. 740-333-9944. The name of that soap, and I don't know if it's still in the markets or not. But it was very popular. I think we used it every now and then. Oh, I bet here's someone that knows. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Is the name of the soap Palm Olive?
Yes, Palm Olive. Yes, indeed. Okay, so what's your name?
Well, go ahead and give the drawing, put in the name in the drawing to the next caller, if you would.
Well, I tell you, you can register more than once, though.
Well, that's all right.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for your answer.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, palm. The part of a human body is a palm, right? Olive. A fruit of the, the olive trees in Greece, Italy, Spain, and California. All right. Palm olive. Now, are there any, or is palm olive soap still on the market? Now, tomorrow I will have a couple more questions that have to do with soaps. Okay, so that should be interesting. Now, what we're doing here, we're registering winners, and you can win more than once. I mean, you can register more than once for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And I don't know how much those tickets sell for, but quite a bit a piece. And you'll get two of them if you're drawn as a winner on May the 10th at 2:15. But today is May Day in Mexico. So what do they do in Mexico on May Day? If anyone knows, let me know. May Day in Mexico means what? Now, at the end of the week, of course, you have May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. But, you know, Cinco de Mayo is celebrated mainly in the United States. Yes. And, okay. See what else? I'm trying to think. I've got other. Let's see what time it. 11:50. How about me throwing out another soap? Now this particular soap. I'm trying to think of a clue. It. Let me see. It had two names in this soap. One, the first name had to do with existence, your existence. And the second name had to do with somebody needing something that went overboard. Figure that one out. What is a name for existence? And what is the name for something that if you fell off a ship and fell in the water, somebody would throw you this. It's a soap. And it had a particular smell to it. And if anybody used, if anyone used this soap and came to work, you knew what they had bathed in. Because, yeah, I don't know if it's out there yet or not. I would love to know. Because it did have a special smell to it. So what's the name of that soap? Two names. The first name had to do with existence, and the second name to do with something that you'd throw someone who was drowning. Or, no, wait a minute. or more like something that was anchored out in the ocean, bobbing up and down. How about that? That's a more accurate description. Existence and that bobbing up and down, that thing anchored to the ocean floor. What kind of soap would that be? Oh, 11:52. Oh, we're getting close to the end of the program today. And tomorrow I'll have more to do with soaps and candy and all kinds of things. Yes, indeed. So I've gone through all of my Wednesday questions, and now I'm on Fridays already. And Thursdays I'll do tomorrow. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
That stuff would be Life Boy.
Yes, it's Life Boy. Okay, and what is your name?
Craig Dawson.
Craig Johnston?
Dawson.
Okay, Craig. You're registered for 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Good luck.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye. It's Life Boy. Yes. Existence, that's life, and the thing that's anchored to the ocean floor that bobs up and down, that's a buoy. Now, here's the thing. You can actually go to the internet and bring up a different weather buoys anchored out in the ocean, and there's one that's anchored off of Put-in Bay. And I can give you the name of it. All of them have numbers. Initials and numbers. And the buoy that is located in Lake Erie off of South Bass Island is called SB-10. SB-10, meaning South Bass, number 10. And if you bring that up, it will give you the wave height, the water temperature, and maybe direction. I don't know. Yeah, they're all over the world. These information buoys. Okay. Did you know that? Am I giving you any new information? I hope. That's my goal in life, to pass along some things that maybe people don't know or haven't heard of. Okay, let me see. Don't forget to watch for the hummingbirds. You'll probably see. Get that hummingbird feeder out today, for sure. Oh, we've got them at our place, and I had to redo our regular bird feeder, and boy, we've got birds galore. And the phone. Oh, yeah. No wonder I'm not getting any calls. I need to push the red button to close the phone off. Okay. And Susie Rose. You know, think about that. Ask around if anyone knows of Susie Rose that used to be so popular in the Marion area many years ago, like 40-some years ago. Okay. And hummingbirds, let me know tomorrow if you spot a hummingbird. Hopefully you'll get your feeders out today. And remember, you can go to the internet and get the directions for making a clear, sugar water for the hummingbirds. You don't have to buy the red stuff. Yeah, you don't have to get the red stuff at all. And you can follow the directions. You boil the water and so forth, and then you fill up your hummingbird feeder. And they don't need red to find it. I think they can sniff sugar water. Okay, so tomorrow I'll have to do, let me see, with a vegetable dealer in Marion. Ooh. And let me see, what else will I have? Some more shampoos, some candy. Okay. And a little bit of everything. And, then I've got, I'm going to do a lot of this probably. Brand names of various products. In fact, let me see what I have here. 3 minutes left in the program. I'll give you a sample. What's the name of the brand of canary feed that's so popular? They once had a radio program. It was on Sunday afternoons. What was the name of that feed? You can still buy that brand name feed today in stores. What's the name of it? Canary feed. Yeah, that's right. Canary feed. Give me the brand name. And years ago, there was a radio program on Sunday afternoons, and the canaries would sing. I think they must have, I don't know how they got them to sing in tune. And maybe you just imagined it. But, oh, I tell you, there were some people that they would drop everything in order to hear this particular bird feed program. I'll give you the name here in another minute if I don't get a call. 7403-39944. I'm registering people for two free tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that will be given away on the 10th of this month at 2:15 in the afternoon. And there'll be other programs on here, too, on the station where you can register. So you keep listening. Okay, we're coming up on 11:58. All right. What did I tell you I'd give an answer to? Now I can't remember what I was going to give you the answer to. Let me see. You might have to call me and let me know. Isn't that... See, when you get to a certain point in life, you have to make notes, or you forget. You forget everything. Okay, but there's a lot of things that I'll be asking tomorrow. Brand names of various things. So you have, and you can register more than once for these tickets. Tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and those, to buy those tickets would be, you know, it costs a little. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Canary feed, Charlie. That's what you wanted to answer.
A canary feed?
Right.
You know the name, the brand name?
No, I don't. I can't come up with it, but that's what you're starting to think of what you wanted to tell
yes.
Us.
That's okay. Hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the name of the canary feed. Well, I appreciate that. The name of the canary feed, and it was on Sunday afternoons, and here's the answer. It was the Hearts Mountain Canary Show. The Hearts Mountain, H-A-R-T-Z, Hearts Mountain Canary Program on afternoon radio programs of many years ago. I can remember my mother listened to that. Oh, my goodness, she wouldn't miss a Sunday to hear those canaries because she always had a canary. And that would get the other canaries singing. Yes, the Hearts Mountain Program. Wow. And that was a little while ago. In the meantime, too, ask around if anybody knows the whereabouts of the once little, the girl that I'm looking for, Susie Rose, little Susie Rose. Where did she end up? 7403-39944. It's 12 noon, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, you, and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. You're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me, and. Boy, I'll never be able to repay it. It's just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me too. I'll tell you, as I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that is that is.
And I've had a lot of people interview me. In fact, yeah, there's some pretty famous ones there too. So,
well, I hold that high, and it is true.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service, for all your